Special things, dear our beloved Prophet. See, Mirajun Nabi, Mirajun Nabi, the leader, Imamul Anbiya was he.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'ad, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 1,000 times daily durood or salutations or salawat upon me, he will not die till he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been discussing this beautiful subject, a topic of Mi'rajun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ascension of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You have heard many things in the previous silsilas, and in this silsila, inshallah azza wa jal, we will try to discuss the journey, the tour from Makkatul Mukarrama, and what happened when Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to take Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam was ordered in that night, the night of Miraj, that, O Jibreel, go and decorate the heavens, spread the sheets of lights everywhere, and all the angels must stand up in queues, folding their hands. Subhanallah. And you wear a special dress which is made to serve the beloved. Subhanallah. And take 70,000 angels with you. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said, O Allah, is the Qiyamat coming? Is the Day of Judgment coming? He was told, لا ولكن حبيب أريد أن أقربه. No, but I have desired to bring my beloved close to me. What a wonderful night this was. Who can express the lightfulness and the greatness of this night? Subhanallah. The nur, the light was everywhere, and the pleasure was everywhere. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, وہاں فلک پر یہاں زمین میں رچی تھی شادی مچی تھی دھومیں ادھر سے انوار ہنستے آتے ادھر سے نفحات اٹھ رہے تھے یہ چھوٹ پڑتی تھی ان کے رخ کی کہ عرش تک چاندنی تھی چھٹکی وہ رات کیا جگمگا رہی تھی جگہ جگہ نصب آئینے تھے. It is reported in Bukhari, in Muslim, in Khasais Kubra, and in Mawahib al-Dunya, and many other books of Ahadith and Seerah, that it was the 12th year of Nabuwat. It was the month of Rajab. It was 27th night when this privilege was given to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when this miracle of Mi'raj, of ascension, was bestowed upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that night, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting in the house of Hazrat Ummihani towards the north direction of Ka'batullah. Suddenly, حضرت جبریل امین علیہ السلام comes with 50,000 angels together with Buraq, a horse from Jannat which had very fast speed, faster than the speed of light. The whole haram was sounded with the tasbihat and the dhikr of angels. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting, and Jibreel Amin alayhi salam did not think to wake Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam up from his sleep. So what he did, he started rubbing his camphor eyes on the blessed feet of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when the coolness of his eyes, because it is the nature of camphor that it is cold, so when that coolness reached the blessed feet of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up from his sleep.
Yeah, Mufti Sahib, it is actually very amazing that even Jibreel ala nabina wa alayhi salam is teaching us adab and respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Yes.
Even in awakening Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
No doubt.
Not like how
no doubt.
We will wake up each other, but such a special way, so much of humility, humbleness and respect in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, actually, if we study Quran, we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us the adab, the respect of the holy court of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He even teaches us how to speak to him, not to raise your voice in front of him. And if you do that, your good deeds might be destroyed and you would not even know. Your namazes, your fast, your charities, your zakat, your holiness, everything that you have earned in this dunya, maybe you have lived a very upright life in this dunya according to the teachings of Islam, but if you have got no respect for his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then everything is rejected.
Allah.
So Jibreel Amin alayhi salam is teaching us the adab, that O believers, I being the leader and the chief of all the angels who are ma'soom, who are sinless. And remember, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam is also a Rasul of Allah, because he brings the message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gives to the prophets alayhi salam. So in that understanding, he is also regarded as Rasul. So he's great. He's not ordinary person. But look at him. He did not like to use a rough way or an ordinary way to wake Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up from his sleep. He actually showed love and respect. He showed that I'm here as your servant, O beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what a beautiful style he adopted. He was not ordered to do that.
Subhanallah.
That you must go and do this. On his own, he knows that this is the personality that I need to exercise maximum adab and maximum respect. So therefore, this is what he did. It was wonderful.
Subhanallah.
And it's lesson for all of us.
And Musa, this matter of respect in the court of Rasulullah seems like a very serious matter, that if somebody has to disrespect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in raising his voice above Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he could lose everything, whatever good he had done. It's a very serious matter actually.
It is very serious matter. So people must be very careful when they talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a mindset these days, and there's a philosophy, there's a theory in which they encourage people to talk anyhow about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're very unfortunate people, they're very unlucky. While claiming that they are Muslims, while they're reading namaz, while they give zakat, while they go for hajj, they do all those things, all the amal, all the practices, but have no respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they must learn a lesson.
Absolutely.
A shayar says very beautifully, "Ay Rasool-e-Arabi, Shafe Mahshar Jago." that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam is there to wake Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam
up. So he's describing that beautiful scenario, that beautiful situation in his words. Ay Rasul Arabi, Shafi Mahshar Jago, Aya Jibreel hai lene ko, Payambar Jago, Sadke un Nargasi Ankhon ke Gule Tar Jago, Bakht par aap ke Kurban Sikandar Jago, Jago Jago, Mere Aqa, Mere Sarwar Jago. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habibullah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up from his sleep, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam gave him the good news that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired to call you and I'm here to take you. And a poet puts this situation in a beautiful way. Mujdae wasle khuda tumko mubarak hove, talate qurb sada tumko mubarak hove, jo kisi ko na mila tumko mubarak hove, rutbae sidq o safa tumko mubarak hove, shab e mi'raj shaha tumko mubarak hove. Subhanallah. Hazur sallallahu alaihi wasallam was resting. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam comes and he gives the message that, O beloved Rasul, tonight you have the opportunity to have the vision of your Lord with your physical eyes. Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu describes this situation in his beautiful words of love and poetry of love. He says, Yahi sama tha ke paike rahmat, khabar ye laya ke uthiye hazrat, tumhari khatir kushada hain jo kaleem par band raaste the. What it means? It means that when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went on the Mount Tur and he requested, Rabbi Arini,
Allah,
oh Allah, bless me with your vision, I want to see you. The answer came, Lan tarani, you cannot see me. So Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala says that Jibreel Amin comes in the holy court of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, oh my beloved, the road which was closed for Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, the door which was closed for Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and that was the road or door of the vision of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. In this night, that road is opened up for you.
Allah.
That door is opened up for you. Although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Lan tarani, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me to call you. He himself is calling you because he wants to bless you with his vision. Tabarakallah hai shan teri, tujhi ko zeba hai beniyazi, kahin wo josh lan tarani, kahin taqaze visal ke the. Then Hazrat Jibreel Amin alayhi salam cut open the chest of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took out the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he washed the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Zamzam water.
When the heart comes out of the body, that body is normally dead. What was the purpose of this cutting, and did it happen more than once during the life of or the parent?
Actually, it happened four times in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was child and he was with Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. And at that time, the reason of cutting and operating the heart was to take out the desire of amusements and playing as normally children, they have interest in playing games, running around, passing their times in useless things, unnecessary things. So that was now the beginning of preparation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for that big task which he is going to perform. So this was the reason that desire of all those things was taken away from the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then put back. And second time, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 10 years old and he was about to reach the age of bulughat, manhood, age of puberty or as a youth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam should not have tendency towards those things that normally the young people have. So that was another step of preparation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a very big task that he is going to perform in this world. And the third time, that happened before the first revelation. You must know that bearing revelation was not easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَىٰ جَبَلِ اللَّهِ رَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ
SubhanAllah.
Had we revealed Quran Kareem on the mountains, you would have seen that they would have bowed down and perished with the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal.
SubhanAllah.
So it was not easy to bear the wahi, the revelation.
SubhanAllah.
So therefore, the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cut and strengthened. Heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cut and strengthened to bear and face that challenge which he was going to face in the future.
In the former, you mentioned that it was washed in Zamzam Sharif. Now in Islam we learn that all Anbiya alayhim as-salam, all the Prophets alayhim as-salam, they are sinless, they are ma'asoom, unable to commit sins, they are pure externally and internally. Now here, what was the reason for this washing of the heart? To purify it and from what?
In fact, there was no need of purification. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Tayyabeen wa Tahireen.
Allah.
He is most pure, he is most clean.
Absolutely.
And that's not the reason. The reason is actually to give blessings to Abi Zamzam, to the water of Zamzam. So the water of Zamzam can be raised in rank than the water of Kawthar and Naseem. So that reason, Ulama Ikram have expressed that it, the heart of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was washed with Abi Zamzam. And we are still discussing the four, and that was the third occasion. The fourth occasion was the night of Miraj. So he can have powers. He can be able to go on the heavens and be able to observe and visit wonders, the signs of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Quran Kareem, لِنُرِيَهُ آيَاتِنَا. So that is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned this way. Now, very important question you raised is that heart was taken out, and then it was operated, and then sometimes something is taken out and other times something is filled in, and then heart is put back, the surgery is done, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is perfectly fine, there is no sign of stitches or anything like that, or there was no medicine given to make him unconscious.
So no anesthetic to numb.
Yes, to numb the place, or so he doesn't feel pain or anything.
How is this possible, Musa?
Yes, because this whole issue is miracle. And miracle is that which is beyond senses. It doesn't make sense, but you have to accept it. And secondly, it also tells you that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive. We believe in Hayatul Nabi. Who in the world can live without a heart?
Allahu Akbar.
If the heart is not there and it stops pumping the blood,
yes.
And within minutes, person will die. If blood doesn't go into the brain, you can have, you know, brain damage.
Yes.
Within few minutes. And there are so many cases that it happened, and we know a person had a heart attack and heart stopped for 2-3 minutes and they never recovered.
So
they lost their brain.
Even for a few moments, if that oxygen supply is not fed to the brain, it will become brain dead. And this double pump, this heart, which is responsible for transporting and pumping this oxygen throughout the body, if the pump is out, then oxygen wouldn't reach the areas of the body and the brain.
Of course. And this tells us that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is unique. He doesn't need heart to live. He doesn't need air to breathe to live. Like the incident of Mi'raj. I mean, up to certain extent upwards. There's oxygen. And thereafter, there's no oxygen. You cannot breathe.
Yes.
You will die.
Ji.
But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes. He spends time. He comes back. Was he hurt? Was he harmed? No, not at all. So these are clear indications that, O Muslims, respect your Nabi.
Ji.
He is unique. He is extraordinary. Don't doubt on his greatness, on his virtues. He is alive. If he can be alive without heart, he can be alive after tasting death as well. So there is a beautiful message in this incident of cutting the chest of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking the heart out, operating, filling in light and the rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, as we have discussed.
Mufti Sahib mentioned Hayatul Nabi, that the living Nabi. And even there is more proof of this, because all the Anbiya alayhim salam were brought to Al-Aqsa Masjid, where the Salah was performed, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Imam, and the rest of the Anbiya alayhim salam were the followers. So they had, many of them had apparently passed away from the dunya centuries or millennia before. But yet they were there present in their physical bodies, and many were present even on the different levels of heavens, where they even there met with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, this miracle of Hayatul Nabi, or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being alive, it's not difficult to understand.
Yes, definitely. And it's mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah,
إِنَّ
اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ أَن تَأْكُلَ أَجْسَادَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon the earth to eat the bodies of the prophets. Now see, like in the previous silsila, we gave an example of fire. That fire has its nature that it burns. Sand has its nature that if flesh, bones are put in the sand, they will be eaten up. And slowly everything will turn to sand. After a few years, if you dig that place, you might not see any sign of flesh or any sign of bone, nothing. So that's the nature of the earth. So when it comes to Anbiya alayhimus salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that nature back from the earth, and he makes a law for the earth that this is haram for you.
Subhanallah.
You cannot eat, you cannot harm the bodies of the prophets. and all the prophets are alive and they are sustained. Who is given sustenance? Who requires sustenance? This dead stone doesn't require sustenance. Things that are alive and needs to nourish and needs to grow, they need sustenance. So Anbiya alayhi salam are given sustenance for what reason? Because they are living, they nourish.
Subhanallah.
So of course there is no difficulty for a believer who has a positive mind,
yes,
and who trusts the proofs of Quran and Ahadith. Of course there is no problem for him to believe.
Munsab, about the altitude, there's something very amazing I was reading the other day. Now this, Mufti Sahib was talking about cutting of the heart, and Zamzam Sharif got blessed because of it coming in contact with the blessed heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was preparation for this journey. Because as we know, as one gains altitude, as he goes higher above sea level, the elevation, as long as it's higher than sea level, the higher the altitude, the lower the pressure. And the body takes longer to adjust. The oxygen there is very low at higher altitudes. The wind is also very strong as well. Mm. Now, the body needs time to make more cells in order to deliver more oxygen throughout the body. Because oxygen is less, the higher up you go. So the body needs more time to make more cells in order to deliver more oxygen throughout the body. This is where the heart will beat faster, the blood pressure will go up as well, and many complications will occur. Even doctors advise people who are leaving from one area to another area where that area is higher in altitude, higher in elevation and height of the sea, that for the first couple of days they must take it easy, because now the body
is adjusting.
Needs to adjust. Once it adjusts to this environment, to this atmospheric pressure and level, then they may do whatever they normally do. So it's very interesting to know that Rasulullah ﷺ, without any this kind of preparation to undertake this journey.
Now see, these preparations that you are talking about, you know, people who go on the moons,
yes,
they are trained first. Their bodies are, you know, kept in that environment,
yes,
which are more or less the same that they will find at the moon. So when they are there, their bodies are not shocked. They react positively. All that is there. But here we're talking about all these weak people. We're not talking about beloved of Allah.
Subhanallah.
So they have to go through all these exercises. They have to go through all these preparations. But as far as the preparation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, is not about adjustment of body in a different environment, you know, in a different mahal. It's just everything is spiritual, although he goes with the physical body.
Yes, absolutely.
But this whole journey is spiritual. There is blessings, there is light, and what he is going to receive, it might not be heavy in our understanding, but it is very heavy in reality, the responsibilities. The earning the title of being Imamul Anbiya, leader of all the prophets alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
You know, go and ask anyone who becomes a king, who becomes a prime minister, who becomes a president.
Yes.
Although it's a big title and they have protocol and they have respect when they move around, but they have sleepless nights. They have too many challenges. And an ordinary person who goes in the morning and earns little money and he sleeps peacefully during the night. So here we're talking about a huge preparation.
Subhanallah.
To be the king of kings.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
To be the leader of all the prophets alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
So therefore that operation, that cutting off of heart and feeling those powers, that was preparation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So preparation is done. Even those who go on moon, they also do preparation.
On that point, Mufsab, these astronauts, or some people call them cosmonauts, they actually go through sometimes several years, sometimes 2-3 years of intense training, underwater training as well, to walk under the water so they can get used to the walking on the moon or on another planet if they had been. And there's so much of training and so much of tests which takes place that out of so many candidates, only a few are chosen who are successful in passing this training and intense examinations.
Yes. But of course, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not need all that because his journey is a miracle.
Subhanallah.
Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. Glorified is he who took his bondsman on a tour by night. So here, you don't need all that what we are discussing.
And we're not talking about to the moon or to Mars. We're
talking
about
it's a beyond everything. The heavens beyond and everything.
No place.
Then, when the heart was taken out, it was put in a golden tray.
Allah.
A tray made of gold.
Ji.
And that was to show respect to the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
It's a golden tray, but we have learned that utensils made of gold are haram in Islam, according to the Sharia, the sacred law of Islam. How do we understand this?
Actually, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not use the utensil. It was the angels who used. And angels are exempted from that law. So if they used it, it's fine.
Okay.
And secondly, maybe this happened, the incident happened before the use of gold utensils were made haram. So therefore, there is no objection as far as that is concerned. And then we learned that heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was opened up, and then iman and hikmat was filled in the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had iman already, he had hikmat already. It means that it was increased to make his iman and the wisdom more powerful.
So iman, faith, belief, hikmat, wisdom, these things are not physical things that we can see, we can touch. So how do we understand it was placed there into the heart?
Well, you know, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to change spiritual things into physical forms, he can do that.
Subhanallah, absolutely.
Like, you know, death. Death is not something physical that you can touch or it has a body.
Yes, yes.
But on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change that death into the form of a ram.
Allah.
And that ram would be slaughtered. That means the death would be slaughtered. So it's fine. Allah is Almighty, He's all powerful.
Subhanallah.
So if He wants to give that shape to something which is shapeless, which is not physical, then that is in the power of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So if in the tray, hikmat and iman was kept and angels carried that, then at that time, iman and the hikmat had a particular form, a particular shape, and then was put into the blessed heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
We'll have a very quick and interesting point as well. We had mentioned about scientifically about gaining altitude and how less the oxygen is. Now, on the opposite side, if we see, like, if we go into the depths of the ocean, scientists say that as you go deep down, you will notice the pressure building on your eardrums. And this is due to hydrostatic pressure, which is the pressure of a liquid which is exerted on an object. And the deeper you go, the pressure increases to such an extent that it will be as if an elephant is balancing on a postage stamp or a human being is trying to balance 50 jumbo jets on himself. This is how much of pressure is pushing on that person. Now, without submarines, without submersibles or these kind of equipments and conveyances, people or scientists have said that our rib cage will collapse, our bones would snap, and our eardrums would burst without any proper equipment. The deeper down we go. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal has given this ability to fish, to some whales, to giant squids, these kind of creatures, to survive in even the highest pressures or lowest pressures that are there. What about our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal? What kind of abilities and powers did Allah Azza wa Jal give to him? Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Very nicely said. This was a wonderful point that was raised here. And then after the cutting of the heart of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel Amin alayhi salam held the hand of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and took him towards Ka'batullah Sharif. And Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam, Hazrat Israfil alayhi salam, with the 70,000 angels, they were standing in lines in queue. And they were there to welcome Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when angels alayhim salam, they looked at beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then with high level of respect, they started sending salatu salam, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. So all the angels, they gave Mubarak, they congratulated our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also answered them back for their Mubaraks and congratulations. And then this Sawari, this conveyance, this Buraq was presented. And it is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim, also in Mishkat Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that animal was brought in front of me, which was little shorter than a mule and little bigger than a donkey. It was white color and it is called Buraq.
Allah.
And its one step was up to where the eyes can see.
This meaning of Buraq, Mutsab, what is the meaning?
The word Buraq is from Barq, which means electricity or lightning. I think lightning would be more understandable. The speed, you know, as you see the lightning, how quickly it hits, how quickly it moves. It's the speed of lightning, is the speed of electricity. So, because of its fast speed, it has a similarity with electricity, with the lightning. Therefore, it is called Buraq.
Subhanallah.
And the wisdom, there's a wisdom why the Buraq was sent. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he wants to take his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on Mi'raj, he does not need the support of Buraq.
Yes.
He can do without Buraq. But there's a beautiful reason. The reason is that when beloved is called, then the one who loves, he always makes the arrangement, you know, sending conveyance to making it, you know, comfortable and honorable for that beloved guest.
Hospitality.
So this way, to show respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show that he is dignified, that he is, you know, great. He is not an ordinary. That is the reason that Buraq was sent for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Buraq is presented in the holy court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jibreel Amin alayhi salam holds the pedal of the saddle, And Mikail alayhi salam holds the reins of Burak. And Jibrail Amin alayhi salam says, O beloved of Allah, please ride the Burak and go on the tour to see the universe. Because all the angels, they are standing everywhere and they are waiting. But our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loves his ummah, he got sad at that time when he was being honored the most. And he put his eyes down and his head down. And while this was happening, an order came. And Jibreel Amin alayhi salam was told to ask beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you sad at this time? Jibreel Amin alayhi salam asked the reason. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Jibreel, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored me with so many different bounties and rewards and favors. He has sent Burak for my conveyance. And tomorrow, on the day of judgment, when my ummah will raise from the graves, they'll be hungry, they'll be thirsty, they'll be naked, and they will be under so much of burden of sins. And that journey of Qiyamah would be so long, which is equal to 50,000 years. And the bridge of Sirat, how would they cross that? Which is thinner than the hair, sharper than the sword. And I'm worried about that. Then order came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, O beloved, take the sadness out from your heart. As I have arranged Burak for your conveyance, in the same way on the day of judgment, for every of your ummati I will send Burak. And that long time of 50,000 years and then long time of crossing the bridge of Sirat will be traveled and crossed in a very short time.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
And I will give them entry into beautiful, fragrant paradise. When Rasulullah heard this news, Rasulullah then sat on the Burak. And Burak started showing a behavior which was not appreciated very much. Burak started jumping actually.
So they're jumping around, Mufsa, but this creature was selected from so many others and it came from so far and it displays this kind of disobedience by jumping around. Why?
Actually, the words which are in Hadith Mubarak, this hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif, that Jibreel Amin alayhi salam said to Burak, O Burak, why are you doing this to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nobody has said upon you but a person who is most honored and respected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when Burak heard this, Burak was so shy and ashamed that it was full of perspiration.
Allahu Akbar.
Now, we come back to your question.
Ji.
Is why was this behavior of Burak?
It seems to be disobedience.
It's not actually disobedience or disrespect. Actually, Burak got so happy that it went into ecstasy.
Allah.
Into
Subhanallah.
Into a situation where it was rocking with the joy and the happiness.
Subhanallah.
Like there are hadith mubarakah that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the Uhud mountain, and Uhud mountain started rocking as if earthquake was coming.
Subhanallah.
And actually, Uhud mountain got so happy that he felt, you know, I'm honored. So that is now an ecstasy.
So Muslim, even
that rocking,
even Uhud mountain, which is an inanimate object, showed respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Yes, of course. Every creation, they believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Rasul for every creation.
Subhanallah.
And there are ahadith which indicate that stones used to make salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah.
Animals would come and prostrate to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even trees would walk on their shins.
Allah.
And come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shins mean here trunks.
Jee.
You know, they walk on their trunks.
Yes, yes.
And come to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make ziyarat, show their respect, pay their respect, and then go back.
We can even learn respect from these kind of objects, which are inanimate, like stones, the mountain, trees. Subhanallah.
Dearest viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you have heard many beautiful things.
Subhanallah.
Relating to the Mi'raj of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
We have learnt about Buraq, about the behavior of Buraq.
Allah.
We have learnt about cutting the chest of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking the heart out. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still alive. And the reasons and the wisdoms. There's so many beautiful things that we have learnt. So if you are regular with us, you watch our silsila, our program,
inshallah,
inshallah azza wa jal, you will learn lot more.
Amen.
So as we always ask you, we are going to request you again that go and tell your relatives, go and tell your friends, go and tell your associates. Go spread the word around at your workplace, at school, at college, at university, wherever you are. Invite people. Tell them that Madani Channel is a wonderful channel. Madani Channel is a peaceful channel. Madani Channel spreads the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madani Channel teaches us matters of Sharia, issues of nikah and talaq, inheritance, business, objections, misconceptions regarding Islam, regarding Aqeedah of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all are being dealt and answered. So you cannot afford to miss the programs on Madani Channel. So inshallah azza wa jal, we will make an effort and make our contribution to introduce Madani Channel to some people who are not watching Madani Channel. So we will seek permission from you. And yes, Hafizab, you want to say something?
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these programs are designed to inform, to educate, and to transfer authentic knowledge of the deen of Islam.
Yes.
Therefore, as Mufti Sahib had mentioned, that we should stay tuned, inform others. This will become sadaqah jariyah for us, inshallah Azza wa Jal. If we inform others, if others gain benefits from this and start practicing upon correct beliefs, therefore we should invite others as well and keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to stay in touch with Dawat Islami, with Ameen. Madani Channel.
Sure.
Now before we end our silsila, I want to remind you that we have another segment with our silsila, and that is to recite Qasida Mi'rajiya.
Subhanallah.
And you know that beautiful Naat Khan with beautiful voice comes and he reads Qasida Mi'rajiya. And then we try to give you understanding of those couplets in English language. It's first time that you are getting the meaning of Qasida Mi'rajiya in English language. So don't go away. Wait for us. We are coming back. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
وہ سرور ایشور رسالت جو عرش پر جلوہ گر ہوئے تھے نئے نرال طرب کے ساما عرب کے مہمان کے لیے تھے وہ سرور ایشور رسالت جو عرش پر جلوہ گر ہوئے تھے بچا جو تلگوں کا ان کے دومن بنا وہ جنت کا رنگ و روغن بچا جو طلبوں کان کے دومن بنا وہ جنت کا رنگ و روغن جنہوں نے دولا کی پائی اس رنگ و پھول گلزار نور کے تھے جنہوں نے دولا کی پائی اس رنگ وہ پھول گلزار نور کے تھے
goes to wash the blessed feet. The water which was used to wash the blessed feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in wuzu or ghusl, that water was used to color or paint the jannat, and its beauty was enhanced. The fruits and the plants in paradise, in order to increase their prettiness, were racing to get the used outfit of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.
Khabar ye tahveel maghrib ki thi ke rusuhani gadi thi ye khabar ye tahveel maghrib ki thi ke rusuhani gadi thi ye wahan ki poshak zeb tan ki yahan ka joda
It is the time for the sun of Arabia to reach its planet, which is La Makan, no place. The best moment is about to come. Ummat is going to be forgiven in the La Makan. Therefore, the beloved Nabi wore the clothes of light of that great place, and the clothes of dunya were given in charity. As a result, the sins of ummat can be forgiven.
Tajalliye haq ka sehra sar par salatu taslim ki nishawar Tajalliye haq ka sehra sar par salatu taslim ki nishawar Duru-ya-Qudsi pare jama kar khade salami ke waaste the Duru-ya-Qudsi pare jama kar khade salami ke waaste the
On the head mubarak of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, the adornment of manifestation of Allah Azza wa Jal was tied up. Angels brought down the rain of Salatu Salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The angels were standing in lines both sides of the road to welcome and salute the beloved Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
جو ہم بھی وہاں ہوتے آگے گلشن لپٹ کے قدموں سے لیتے اتراں جو ہم بھی وہاں ہوتے آگے گلشن لپٹ کے قدموں سے لیتے اتراں مگر کرے کیا نصیب میں تو یہ نامرادی کے دن لکھے تھے مگر کرے کیا نصیب میں تو یہ نامرادی کے دن لکھے تھے
اعلی حضرت رضی اللہ تعالیٰ نو wishes how nice if we were there as well to become the sand of the garden we could have taken some blessed dust while embracing his blessed feet. But we were not so lucky to have such great and auspicious opportunity. It was written in our destiny to face the failure and disadvantage.
Abhi na aaye the pusht zi tak kis tar hui maghfirat ki shilik ابھی نہ آئے تھے پشت دی تک کہ سر ہوئی مغفرت کی شیلک صدا شفاعت نے دی مبارک گناہ مستانہ جھومتے تھے صدا شفاعت نے دی مبارک گناہ مستانہ جھومتے تھے.
Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept his blessed foot in the pedal and not yet reached the saddle. The cannons started shooting to salute and pay tribute to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Glad tidings of forgiveness of ummat was given to him. The leader of intercessors, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, congratulated the sinful ummat. These sinners started rocking in spiritual ecstasy, and this rocking was not less than any ibadat or worship.
Ajab na tha rashi ka chamakna ghazal dal qaidata bharapna ajab na tha rashi ka chamakna ghazal dal qaidata bharapna shuaye bhuke ula rahi thi تڑپتے آنکھوں پہ سوائقے تھے شوائیں بھکے اڑا رہی تھی تڑپتے آنکھوں پہ سوائقے تھے.
One should not be surprised to see the splendor on the face of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the night of Miraj. This had to happen. Deers got drunk after drinking pure wine and were jumping. Fountains of powerful lights were flowing, and the lightning was flying in and out of the eyes.
Hujume ummeed ghata murad de kaide ghata hujume ummeed ghata murad de kaide ghata adab ki baage liye bahao malaika mein ye gulgule the adab ki baage liye bahao malaika mein ye gulgule the.
Decrees in plenty of hope, fulfill their desires and wishes and keep them away. Respectfully hold the bridle of Burak and move forward. Angels were discussing these matters with each other.
Uthi jo kar de rahe munawwar wo noor balta ke raaste par uthi jo kar de rahe munawwar wo noor balta ke raaste par gire the badal bare ke jal kal umand ke jangal ubal rahe the gire the badal bhare the jal thal umand ke jangal ubal rahe the.
When the dust of the lightful path of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam blew, rain of light started pouring. The whole path was covered with the clouds, and then such rain came down that rivers and dry land all became one. Jungles were full of water. Rather, the water started streaming from the earth.
Sitam kiya kaise mat kati thi kamal wo khaakon ke rah guzarti sitam kiya kaise mat kati thi kamal wo khaakon ke rah guzarti utha na laaya ke malte malte ye daag sab dekhta mite the utha na laaya ke malte malte ye daag sab dekhta mite the.
O moon, what happened to your intelligence? You have wasted such a golden opportunity. Did no one tell you to collect some sand from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then rub that sand on your face? you would have seen that the marks on your face would have been gone, and you would have become spotless.
Buraq ke naqsh tum ke sadqe, wo gul khilaye ke taare raste. Buraq ke naqsh tum ke sadqe, wo gul khilaye ke taare raste. Mahakte gul ban, lahakte gulshan hare bhare lehla rahe the. Mahakte gul ban, lahakte gulshan hare bhare lehla rahe the.
I sacrifice on the marks of the hoofs of Buraq. It spread such flowers on the path that red roses were producing breathtaking fragrance in the whole path. Gardens were green and the greenery was overwhelmed everywhere. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have heard 10 beautiful couplets and ashar from Qasida Miraajia with English explanation and translation. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will come back with the similar style with more ash'ar and couplets from Qasida Miraajia. So keep watching Madani channel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the sadaqah of Mi'raj of His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mi'rajun Nabi, Mi'rajun Nabi, special things did our beloved Prophet see. Mi'rajun Nabi, Mi'rajun Nabi, the leader, Imamul Anbiya was he.